Northwest News Radio management or staff.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend with Pause and Listen. Got a question about your pet's health or behavior? We have the answers. Now your host for Pause and Listen, the founder and CEO of Clura Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Welcome here. Happy Saturday, everybody. I'm really glad to have everybody listening today to Pause and Listen. We're here every Saturday from 2 to 3 on Northwest News Radio. And my name's Peter. I'm a local veterinarian who has a group of hospitals here in the area. And really excited to have a very special guest with us today from Trupanion, MJ. I've known MJ for quite a few years now. And really, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, no, I'm happy to.
Yeah. So just a reminder, if you want to listen to any previous shows and or send us a question or a topic you'd like to discuss, be sure to go to carveterinary.com. You'll see a list of all of our locations in the area. In addition to that, we have a landing page called Pause and Listen. You can submit questions there. You can go ahead and see previous shows that we've recorded and encourage you to go to that spot. So MJ, you're part of Trupanion, right?
I am.
Yeah. And how long have you been with Trupanion?
Since 2009. So okay. Going on almost 14 years.
Wow. That's a long time. So yeah.
It is.
So tell me a little bit about yourself and your journey to where you're at today.
Sure. So I was born in Washington, but I grew up in a military family. So I grew up in North Carolina, and ultimately I ended up joining the military right after high school. I was a military police officer, and then I got off active duty, kind of juggled around a few concepts of what I wanted to do, and ultimately went back into the reserves, became a paralegal and a court reporter for the military. And the reserves.
I did not know that. That's very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and the reserves gives you a lot of free time when you're not in the reserves, I guess. So, right. Because it's a part time gig.
Right.
So, I found Trupanion when I was living in Ballard. And it was a beautiful concept and startup. And I loved working with pets. I worked at a veterinary hospital. I volunteered at a veterinary hospital when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And it kind of put me back into a place that I wanted to be. I wanted to be in a position where I could be really passionate about what I was trying to do and work for a company full of passionate people. And ultimately, I think being there for 14 years now is kind of telling on how that's gone.
That's great. Yeah, I really wanted MJ to come on the show. And when I decided to start Pause and Listen, and she was one of the first people I contacted, one just because MJ's an amazing, passionate pet lover, and I thought she'd be great to have on the show, but also a deep understanding about insurance. And we're going to spend this show and really talk a lot about what is pet insurance. So Trupanion, for me as a veterinarian, I got to know Daryl, your original founder of Trupanion, soon after he came down from Canada.
Yeah.
And we'll hear the history of Trupanion here in a minute, and really found a great relationship there. And we'll talk about the benefits of, for myself as a doctor, when we have a pet coming in that is covered by Trupanion, and what that means to not only for me and my team, but also more importantly for the pet and the pet family onto that. So when did Trupanion get started in the States?
In the States, 2007. So just a year or two before I started there, I believe.
And that's great.
Don't quote me on that.
I won't. Yeah. We will not hold you to the fire on that one. So So Trupanion is one of the largest, or is it the largest?
I think it's coming up on that. So we've had, there has been an insurer in the market for quite some time, but I think as far as growth year over year, I think we're shooting ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So one of the largest, if not maybe the largest, we'd have to check today. The pet, companies out there that insure pets here in the United States and beyond, right? You do Canada for sure. What other countries?
We do. So we are in Australia. We also, just so everybody knows, the North America is Canada, Puerto Rico. And we're also expanding internationally. So we're going to have some European and some Japan
exciting
markets opening up and already kind of partnering in those areas as well.
Yeah, that's great. Tell me about your pets.
Oh yeah, so I have two dogs. I just recently lost my cat, unfortunately.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He was my kitten when I started at Trupanion, so he's kind of that. Not to make it a sad show.
Yeah.
But so now it's just the two dogs. I have a miniature schnauzer named Rex, and he's An old man, but okay. You know, an old man, a very bossy old man. And then I have a Yorkie Pomeranian mix named Winnie.
Okay.
And she's very much the baby, even though she's 5 years old.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. It's life without pets, I cannot imagine, and what they do for us. And really sorry to hear about your kitty. That's tough. We just lost our old dog here recently, and it's just it's a hard transition to go through at the family.
It's
so.
Definitely a gap.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. And that really leads us into when we think about why pet insurance. And, you know, as a veterinarian, and I love being a veterinarian, I've been doing this for 30 some years now. So I'm relatively new to the radio, but very experienced as a veterinarian. And one of the hardest things we ever have to deal with is when we're having to make financial decisions for the health of the pet. And
yeah.
Earlier when I said what it means to me personally and to our team when a pet comes in on insurance, it really frees us up to be able to focus on what it is for that pet. How do we help that pet, even if it's at end of life or if it's, you know, during the process, and we don't have to have that level of fear and anxiety that comes sometimes of, oh my gosh, how much is that going to be? Where is that going to be? And recently my daughter went through a situation with her dog, who had a foreign body, and thankfully dad was there to kind of help through that. But, you know, if not, she may have had to make that tough decision just because of some financial, and that's something that is so hard for me, yeah, for my team, for my fellow doctors, and obviously for the client. And that's something that, you know, we really want to avoid. And so that's the beauty of pet insurance. And when a pet comes in covered, it just frees us up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And nobody wants, I mean, that's the reason Trupanion came to be, right?
Right.
An experience like that. And I was in a fortunate position in my life where when my cat got sick, I was able to provide him with whatever treatment he needed. But when he was in his younger years and he got sick, I wasn't in that position. Mm-hmm. And so I was not just an evangelist of Trupanion because I worked there, but I was a pet parent who experienced the benefit of walking into an emergency hospital and going, do whatever you need to do to save the life of my cat. Just make sure that you're doing everything that you can.
Right, right. Yeah, it's very freeing, isn't it?
I can imagine.
Yeah, and the amount of fear as a pet parent, there's a lot of fear out there, right? There's a lot of fear. Is my pet healthy? Am I doing the right thing? Am I a good pet parent? Am I feeding the right food? Am I doing the right vaccines? Am I giving the right supplements? But there's also this fear of if my pet gets sick, if my pet gets hit by a car, if my pet swallows this, can I afford to fix them?
Yeah.
And so I think having that safety net behind you, that comfort level that I am partnered with somebody that can make that difference.
Absolutely.
And we're going to dive into after break here about some of the differences between like a wellness package and
for sure
pet insurance. We're also going to talk about how it's a confusing marketplace right there. Every time I turn around, I think I see another company that's offering pet insurance, and talk about the differentiators between Trupanion with others, and really this, so we can help guide you to make those right choices as a pet parent. And for me as a veterinarian, I obviously have close relationships with Trupanion, and talk about what that experience has been like for my side, but more importantly, want to help guide you as a consumer of what is the right choices. So once again, this is Peter Brown. I'm here with MJ from Trupanion, and this is Pause and Listen. We'll be right after the break.
News radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
Continuing to see delays in Northgate on I-5 southbound just north of State Route 528. A collision there blocking the two left lanes. Currently seeing stop and go traffic from 116th Street. Delays of 40 minutes there. Once you get south of that, we're continuing to see some minor delays on I-5 southbound between Everett and Seattle. That drive taking around 45 minutes right now. Our next Northwest traffic at 224. I'm Sam Rongvi.
Your pet is an irreplaceable family member. That's why Cara Veterinary should be your vet of choice. Cara puts pets first, addressing their medical needs and the emotional needs of their human owners. Cara has 10 clinics throughout Western Washington. Click CaraVeterinary.com to find the one that's near you. And see for yourself how Cara is reimagining the veterinary experience. Cara Veterinary, where the pet care experience is designed from the animal perspective. That's CaraVeterinary.com.
So what are you reading?
I'm checking out the ratings on the new TVs, and it looks like Samsung, LG, and Sony got the best scores.
Just like last year. What about those new high dynamic range TVs?
They got the highest scores of all, but their prices are really high.
Did you check online?
Yeah, their prices were about the same.
Well, there's one place where we can get a hot deal on those top-rated models.
Where?
At Video Only. Check out the ratings on TV stores.
I see. Video Only scored better than the others.
So, if you want the best deal on the best TVs,
then we should take our TV ratings and head over to top-rated Video Only.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or microwaves, but you will find the best deals on top-rated TVs, soundbars, and monitors. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma, Video Only.
Low fuel again?
It's okay. We're heading in the right direction.
What do you mean? We're on our way to the casino and I'm hungry.
I can use my Club Red points for gas at all Miss Quali Market locations. It's perfect timing.
Wait, I thought we were turning your points into cash for dinner.
I get 50% off dining when I use my Club Red points, so I'll have plenty left over.
Are you kidding me? I want a Club Red card.
I was hoping you'd say that. All new members can get up to $100 in free play on the same day you sign up.
This is going to be the perfect date.
Yep, only at Miss Quali Redwind Casino.
Hi, this is Tony Wood, manager of Kirkland Transmission. For more than 40 years, Kirkland Transmission has been fixing and rebuilding transmissions on all types of cars and trucks. We've lasted that long because we're extremely good at what we do, and we treat our customers like friends. These days, the smart money goes towards repairing your vehicle, not replacing it. Kirkland Transmission is located just off I-405 in Totem Lake. Call us at 425-822-3131 or kirklandtransmission.com.
Trust your vehicle to Kirkland Transmission. Family owned since 1976. kirklandtransmission.com.
Around here, you might say we have a taste for adventure. And that goes just right with the freshest local foods you get from QFC to help you feed your own adventure. QFC, love fresh, love local, love free pickup. Restrictions may apply.
Right now, select 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, or buy two, get two free with your card. QFC, love fresh, love local, love delivery. Restrictions apply.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now, back to Pause and Listen, and your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Welcome back from break. This is Peter Brown. We're here with Pause and Listen, and a very special guest today with me from Trupanion, MJ. And MJ, what is your role with Trupanion? I think I forgot to ask you that.
Oh, well, so my role currently with Trupanion is I'm the general manager of the Pacific Northwest region, as well as the Mid-Atlantic and Gulf Coast Central states. So okay. Geography doesn't make any sense.
But. Yeah, I was just going to ask. Yeah, how does that all relate to you? Does that include Alaska?
It does include Alaska. Okay. Alaska, yeah. And Hawaii.
Yeah. As hot as it's been here this summer, a little trip to Alaska probably doesn't sound too bad. So
never sounds bad.
yeah. Have you had to deal with anything going on with the Maui fires with your role at Trupanion?
Yes. Actually, our territory partner out there, who's also a vet tech, has been working with the local Humane Society on Maui. She actually lives on Oahu, but she's been going back and forth and supporting the teams out there as first responders, trying to figure out what need they have and how we can provide assistance and, just support and kind of help out in any way we possibly can.
Yeah, such a sad event and
awful.
It's hard to imagine the loss of life, both human and our animals and the separation between the people and their pets, and at a time when those families really need their dog or cat with them and to get through this. So certainly our thoughts and prayers are out with everybody, and including your partner out there that's helping support this.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
So right before break, we were talking about, pet insurance, right? And the benefit of it, of having it. I know it is confusing. And so one area that I get this question a lot, and so I'd love to hear how you approach this question of a wellness plan versus insurance, and what is that difference?
Oh my gosh. So I mean, I'm a big analogy person, but I'm going to try to reframe.
Go ahead. You're fine. Doing analogies. It's completely fine.
I love it. Well, I think from the kind of the easiest way to explain it is, you know, a wellness package is the things that you know that your pet's going to need, right? Mm-hmm. So you know that your pet's going to need vaccines. They're going to need to see their veterinarian on a regular basis. They're going to need potentially dentals, depending on the type of wellness package. They're going to need spay and neuter. So when you adopt a pet, you kind of go in eyes wide open of going, okay, I'm going to need a good food routine. I'm going to need a good exercise routine. I'm going to have to figure out daycare. And I'm also going to have these medical wellness needs for my pet. And I can mm-hmm. plan and budget for those.
Yep.
Medical insurance, on the other hand, are the things that you don't know and you can't anticipate and don't expect. Mm-hmm. So is your puppy going to swallow its first toy and have...
Well, if they're a lab, that's a pretty high likelihood, but no, sorry.
Oh, no, exactly. 100%. You know, is your pet going to be unlucky and have cancer? Is they, you know, are you going to have, are they going to be allergy susceptible? Are they going to get hit by a car? You know, and it, you know, you try not to think about these in such a catastrophic way, but the chances are something is going to happen in the lifetime of your pet, and pets get sick and pets get injured just like people do. Mm-hmm. And so where pet medical insurance comes in is that we're here for you to be able to budget for those things. You don't know if and or when they're going to happen. Mm-hmm. So what pet medical insurance does is it allows you to invest in a monthly cost that will have, whether it's in 6 months, whether it's in 6 days, whether it's in 6 years, you will be able to walk into a vet hospital and know that that bill is going to be completely covered, different from a savings account. Mm-hmm. Where you don't know how much you'll have in that savings account when something happens.
Right. Yeah. I think it's similar to when you think about like being self-insured, right? And mm-hmm. I think, you know, some people do that for themselves, but how do you anticipate how much you're going to need to save? And are you going to save fast enough in case something happens tomorrow? And so this gives you that buffer onto that. The analogy I often use, because you said you didn't want to do an analogy, is similar to like your car. So you have, oil changes and new tires and a, tune up and right. But, and that's all your wellness package, right? And you can, you know, have that and that's covered there, but this covers you when your engine blows or you lose your transmission or there's an accident and you run into something and think about that kind of coverage for that accident illness.
That is my typical analogy.
Is it? So okay. We didn't talk about this ahead of time. We just kind of came up with this. So
I like it.
Yeah. So when we think about the marketplace out there and all that's out there, can you give me some, like, if I'm, you know, look at the 10 different pet insurance companies out there, or 10 or 20 or 40, what are some of the differences, like, that you look at how do you guide somebody, a friend of yours, a family of yours, on how to choose, right? And we'll dive into this right after the break, but about deductibles and lifetime maximums and percent coverage and all of that. And how does that relate to the what we see on the human side, right? Because there's obviously, there are some major differences. There's a lot of similarities, but there's some major differences. So when we come back for break, is it okay if we kind of dive
Absolutely.
Into that?
And
yeah, I think it is confusing, right? It's a confusing marketplace. And we'll take the next, you know, next 10, 15 minutes on the show and really dive into some of the details onto that.
Sure.
So once again, this is Peter Brown from Pause and Listen. We're every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 3. I am the founder and CEO of Cara Veterinary. You can go to our caraveterinary.com website and go to the Pause and Listen landing page and submit any future questions and go from there. So we'll be right back after the break. Thank you.
News Radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
In Marysville and I-5 southbound, just north of State Route 528, an earlier collision that was blocked in traffic has been cleared to the left shoulder. Things still stop and go from 116th Street. Delays of around 30 minutes there as those backups get moving once again. Elsewhere, on I-5 northbound, just north of South Michigan Street in Seattle, a collision's blocking the HOV lane. Seeing some minor delays there as well. Tacoma to Seattle in about 40 minutes. Our next Northwest traffic at 234, I'm Sam Rongvi.
Okanagan County is the size of Connecticut with over 40,000 people, but has no publicly funded animal shelter. Team Okanagan Animal Rescue, with your generous support, is working to change this. This is Peter Brown, founder of Cara Veterinary. I am asking for your support to bring welfare services and compassionate care to the animals of Okanagan County. To donate, go to teamokanimalrescue.org. Once again, we need the donations. teamokanimalrescue.org.
Watch parties aren't what they used to be.
Welcome to today's matinee.
Ever since we got Xfinity, my little sister and her friends can easily stream all their favorite stuff.
We'll start with 2 episodes of Top Chef, then Chopped.
When I was a kid, we'd worry about buffering. Now they just worry about what's on the charcuterie board.
Enjoy these fine meats and cheeses.
These are just cut up hot dogs and spray cheese.
Indeed.
The best way to stream your favorites is on the Xfinity 10G network. Now through September 21st, new customers can get internet on the Xfinity 10G network made for streaming for just $19.99 a month for 2 years with a 1-year contract. Get way more into what you're into when you stream on the Xfinity 10G network. Go to Xfinity.com/10G, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Actual speeds vary. Stream Top Chef on Peacock.
Most of us don't know where to start with a kitchen and bath remodel. Do I call a contractor first? A designer? What about cost? Well, what if you could make just one call and have it all? Well, you can with the all-inclusive remodeling program from Evergreen Home Remodeling and Design. By having all design and builder services under one roof, Evergreen Home Remodeling and Design makes remodeling so easy with a system that keeps your remodel on time and on budget, stress-free. With an impeccable 5-star reputation, you'll see why hundreds of clients put their trust in Evergreen Home Remodeling and Design for their kitchen and bath project. And if you have questions about cost, you can even get a detailed estimate in your very first meeting. Remodel the smart way. Experience the convenience of all-inclusive remodeling with Evergreen Home Remodeling and Design. Consultations are always free. Just go to evergreenhomeremodelinganddesign.com. That's evergreenhomeremodelinganddesign.com. Evergreen Home Remodeling and Design. On budget, on time, plus design.
The Master Wholesale Sale is happening now. The largest selection of in-floor heating in stock from Master Heat, SunTouch, Schluter, and New Heat. And now stocking heated towel bar warmers. More than 90 colors of grout and caulk in stock. Almost all ceramic tile and LVP are on sale. Plus, a huge inventory of Schluter and Weedy shower systems. Shop the largest selection of tile and stone installation products in the Northwest. Come into the store or shop online at masterwholesale.com. 520 South Front Street in Seattle. Open 7 days a week.
News Radio 1000 FM 97.7. Stay connected, stay informed.
I'm Kathy O'Shea, and here's what's happening. The Olympia School District is bringing school resource officers back to campus. The move comes after two recent incidents where students brought weapons to school. Northwest News Radio's Carlene Johnson reports.
The school board adopted the policy after taking public comments, not all of them in support of having armed officers on campus. This high school junior told the board, as a young black man, he thinks he'll be targeted by officers.
I, as a student, am not at all comfortable with police walking the same hall as me.
Several parents testified in support of bringing back SROs, including a man who transferred his daughter out of Capitol High School after the recent gun incidents. The new school safety and security services program policy will ensure the SROs have completed training before they interact with students. Like many districts, it was 2020 in the wake of the backlash against police following George Floyd's murder that Olympia removed SROs. Carlene Johnson, Northwest News Radio.
A scare in Federal Way after someone shot a gun from a car near the Commons Mall. It happened right around 5 o'clock yesterday evening along South 320th Street. Police did meet with witnesses, but say no arrests have been made at this time. The updated COVID vaccine is expected to land in Washington in the next couple of weeks, and officials with the state health department say lab tests shows it offers good protection against the variants currently circulating. As for the new variant of concern, BA286, state epidemiologist Dr. Scott Lindquist said we've seen this several times before.
Where there's a new variant, it's proposed to do X, Y, and Z. And I think what we actually observe is usually a very different outcome.
The experts at State Health encourage you to take the usual protective steps, including masks around indoor crowds, but they say they're nowhere close to a new mask mandate.
News Radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
Continuing to see delays in Marysville on I-5 southbound, just north of State Route 528. An earlier collision there has been cleared. Still seeing stop-and-go traffic from around 116th Street. Delays of 15 minutes there as things get moving once again. Elsewhere in Seattle on I-5 northbound, just north of Michigan Street, an earlier collision blocking the HOV lane has been cleared. Minor delays as those backups get moving as well. Our next Northwest traffic at 244. I'm Sam Rongvi.
The News Radio 1000 FM 97.7 forecast from the Northwest Crawl Space Services Weather Center.
Still beautiful by afternoon. Highs today going to make it back into the low 80s in the warmer locations, but the onshore flow is starting to kick into high gear. Eventually, it's going to coax a lot more cloud cover into western Washington by late Sunday. We'll cool off into the low 70s. We'll see a chance for showers back bright and early Monday morning. In the Come Before Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Shannon O'Donnell.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now, back to Pause and Listen, and your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Thank you for joining us here on Saturday afternoon and spending some time with us on the radio here at Pause and Listen. And, you know, just it's an opportunity for us to share knowledge about pets and some of my learnings as a veterinarian and really important topic we're talking about today is pet insurance and how do we prepare for those things that we're not expecting. And I often tell clients the best situation is you never have to use pet insurance because your pet never gets hurt or never gets sick. That's pretty unlikely, right? And as a veterinarian, especially when we think about the lifetime of care, you know, I lost my Sammy recently and he was 15 years old. And, you know, in 15 years, he went from being a puppy to a juvenile to a young adult. And each stage has its own potential risk to an older guy at the end. And, you know, Trepanion helped me get through when he got cancer, right? And I had, you know, I was in a position I could have paid for it, but, you know, he got a very advanced cancer treatment for melanoma. And he lived another 5 years.
Oh, that's great.
From it, right? And so, and you know, he died from old age, and so didn't actually cause a death in there. And so, having that partnership with Trepanion for me made these decisions really straightforward. It was more about like, what is best for Sammy? Is it there's side effects? Is there what is the chance this is going to work? And those, it wasn't like, oh, how much is that?
Yeah.
And just a blessing to have Trepanion. So I don't think I ever thanked you, MJ, but thank you for having me and helping us through with Sammy during that difficult time.
Those are the stories we don't want to hear, but we love to hear.
Yeah. And it was a great news, right? And and thankfully, the type of cancer he had, actually, we were able to treat with a vaccine. That's a whole other subject we could talk about, but it had no side effects from him. So it was actually a wonderful story that way. So when we're talking about choosing a plan,
sure.
You know, I'm a new pet owner. I just got my cat. I just got my puppy. I just got my adult dog that I rescued from Okanagan, right? And how do I pick which plan?
Oh, well, I think you have to start with what you're looking for, right? And what your budget is and ultimately what you're trying to achieve and what experience that you want to have. But some of the big things are, you know, is this plan going to cover me when I need it? And to what extent will it cover me? And what I mean by that is most traditional pet insurance models are a reimbursement model, right? Mm-hmm. And so one of the bigger differentiators right now is, am I going to have to pay out of pocket? Am I going to have to pay up front? Because that really doesn't help you with budgeting, right? Because you have to keep this kind of stash away. You have to have a credit card that you're going to ultimately have to pay more on if you use your credit card and then wait for reimbursement and things like that. So one big thing to question is, are you looking for something to make sure that you don't have to think about that financial constraint at all?
Because just so I'm clear on the reimbursement model. Sure. So essentially what would happen is a pet walks in, you know, obviously with a client, and a pet walk into this, one of my hospitals. I always joke about, I've never had actually a dog or cat, drive and show up at my hospital without their owner, or without their parents. So,
never too soon.
It
might happen.
So they would come in, I would provide those services. I would provide that pet parent the invoice.
Yes.
They would pay me. They would take that invoice or receipt, submit that to the pet insurance, and then get either a check mailed back to them.
It's reimbursement is you pay everything up front. So a normal veterinary visit that is you would expect, you pay your bill and then you walk away and then you file your claim with the insurance company and the insurance company pays you back. Okay. So you're still kind of in that crutch mode of how am I going to afford this? How am I going to pay for it up front? You're still thinking finances.
Okay.
And so what companies that are able to companies that are able to pay directly and pay mm-hmm. at time of invoice, we're taking that extra element out of the way. And Trupanion does that. I mean, and that's one of our big differentiators. And so that's typically the first place I start, right? Is, you know, can you get paid directly? Can you not? Mm-hmm. From there, there's things like deductibles and co-pays and exclusions. So, and if you think about this in the parallels to the human medical insurance or yep. human health mm-hmm. insurance. There's typically an annual cap, or there's caps on certain treatments and things like that, where you may have that unlucky pet with cancer. Mm-hmm. And if in the scenario for your pet, potentially, if you had a $500 maximum or a $1,000 maximum per year, that's also not going to solve your problem if that's something that you've been relying on your insurance to cover.
Right.
So those maximums, either by condition, by year, by lifetime, mm-hmm. don't actually get you the complete coverage that you need. So that's something to look at when you're looking at different companies, is what type of caps, what type of annual caps, what type of condition caps, what type of lifetime caps am I going to be competing against if my pet has one of these unlucky, mm-hmm. unlucky pieces or unlucky illnesses.
Yeah, and let's, you know, I think those caps are extremely important. I want to give some perspective to that too, and that sometimes people look at the lifetime cap and go, well, that's not that much. Well, things can really add up. Mm-hmm. And we'll dive more into deductibles, because I think this is a really important subject after we get back from the break. This is Peter Brown with Pause and Listen.
Your pet is an irreplaceable family member. That's why Cara Veterinary should be your vet of choice. Cara puts pets first, addressing their medical needs and the emotional needs of their human owners. Cara has 10 clinics throughout Western Washington. Click CaraVeterinary.com to find the one that's near you. And see for yourself how Cara is reimagining the veterinary experience. Cara Veterinary, where the pet care experience is designed from the animal perspective. That's C-A-R-A Veterinary.com.
What is the best age to look into long-term care insurance? This is another great question from one of our listeners. Hi, I'm Brian Ott with 525 Advisors and host of Long-Term Care Radio. We have plans that will help people up to age 85, but here's what you need to know. It's not your age that allows you to get long-term care insurance. It's your health. So the best time to look into getting a plan is when you're healthy and you can still qualify. If you have a question for us, send it to me at 525longtermcare.com. You can also learn about new programs that will pay you back if you never use your plan, and you can sign up for one of our free upcoming classes. And don't forget to join us Saturdays and Sundays at noon on KVI for Long-Term Care Radio. Learn more at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
The next 525 Advisors webinar is 3 p.m. Thursday, September 21st. Get details and sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. Just click the Attend a Webinar tab at the top of the homepage, 525longtermcare.com.
With summer coming to a close, have you been putting off work on your roof that might not make it through a wet and windy fall? Valentine Roofing just opened up availability on their schedule specifically for Northwest News Radio listeners, so it's not too late to get that roofing project completed before the weather turns. Valentine has limited availability, but if you call today and mention Northwest News Radio priority scheduling, Valentine Roofing will get a roof replacement done within just weeks of your estimate. Valentine's work will be completed by the very best crews and protected by an industry-leading warranty to give you peace of mind. They even have flexible payment options, including plans with no interest until 2025. So don't wait until the weather does damage to your roof. Get three bids. Just make sure one of them is Valentine Roofing. Call 206-ROOFING to schedule your free estimate, and be sure to mention priority scheduling to reserve your spot in their schedule.
Did you know that Flower World is the last retail wholesale grower in the Seattle area? In the past, many local small operations grew plants for the public, but no more. The big box stores took over. Except, of course, for Flower World. For 50 years, Flower World has been growing plants on its 200 acres and its 12 acres of greenhouses. Located in Maltby, just north of Woodinville, Flower World. A world of flowers and plants and a whole lot more. Still going strong. FlowerWorldUSA.com.
News Radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
Taking a quick look at the Mukilteo-Clinton Ferry route that's currently operating on a one-boat service schedule, seeing waits of around 4 hours for vehicle traffic at both Mukilteo and Clinton Ferry routes. Elsewhere on I-5 southbound Everett to Seattle, taking 45 minutes. Seattle to Everett in just under 30. Our next Northwest traffic at 254. I'm Sam Rongvi.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now back to Pause and Listen. And your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Welcome back here, and thanks for joining us on a Saturday as we talk about pet insurance and all the different options and how to make those right choices. Once again, this is Peter Brown from Cara Veterinary, your host every Saturday from 2 to 3, Northwest News Radio with Pause and Listen. And today we have a very good friend as well as an amazing person who helps lead Trupanion in providing pet insurance for pets here in the Pacific Northwest and throughout the world. And so thanks, MJ, for being here with us today.
Happy to be here.
Yeah. So right before break, we were talking about deductibles. And I think it's a really important thing to understand because there is the, you know, really look at the print or the plan when you're comparing it, because the difference between a condition deductible versus a annual deductible versus a lifetime deductible, they're significant.
Yes.
And for an example, that of, I had a dog come in the other day with me who had a plan that was a condition deductible, and this pet had multiple conditions, right? Because they often come in with multiple problems.
Yes.
And we were hitting the max on all these different conditions. And so it didn't provide the level of financial support that the owner was expecting, which then led to some disappointment through that.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think if you, when you think about a deductible, this is kind of what you're going to pay out of pocket before your insurance kind of kicks in and takes over. And there's different models across different providers. So there's, like you said, there's the annual deductible, there's the annual and per condition deductible, there's the per condition lifetime deductible, and they all have their pros and cons. So with that example, you're looking at probably a per condition deductible, and this is a very unlucky pet that has multiple conditions. So those deductibles they're hitting more deductibles than they expected to hit before that insurance policy pays out. Mm-hmm. And then there's the annual deductible where, hey, you had one scenario this year and you're going to pay that deductible. But if your pet has a lifetime condition, you're paying that deductible over and over every single year.
Oh, good point.
So for Trupanion, we have a per condition lifetime deductible. So for example, cancer, your pet comes down with cancer, you have a $200 deductible. Once you've met that $200 deductible, you never have to meet it again for your pet's cancer treatment. Mm-hmm. And anything related to your pet's cancer treatment. Now, if your pet gets cancer, has a foreign body, and has allergies all in the same year, you're going to feel that deductible multiple times. Mm-hmm. But if the what we're here for is the budgeting, right? So you can budget like, hey, if something happens to my pet, I can pay out of pocket X, and then I need insurance to take over. And we want that insurance to take over for the remainder of the life of your pet.
Yep.
So deductibles are a pro in many ways because it allows you to kind of be flexible with your monthly costs. Mm-hmm. So you really, it's kind of like, hey, when I go to the veterinarian, what can I afford if an emergency were to happen tomorrow? What can I afford to pay out of pocket? That's the deductible, right? You're paying out of pocket. And then there's your portion of the copays. And we'll get into copays because deductibles is already pretty complicated as it is. But this is, you know, the part you pay before insurance kicks in. Mm-hmm. You know, when you think about your monthly costs, obviously those deductibles, the higher deductible you go, just like with any medical insurance or human medical insurance or car insurance, the lower the monthly cost. But that deductible has to get paid when you come in.
Yep.
So really when you're looking at different companies, you want to kind of check out that deductible and kind of consider yourself, if my pet comes down with something for their lifetime, do I want to pay this deductible every year? Mm-hmm. And do I want to meet it every year? Or is my pet going to come down with probably one condition or two conditions across their lifetime, which was kind of the averages that we see. And that lifetime deductible per condition is where you're going to see the benefit, because you're not really, most pets aren't getting three or four conditions all in the same year.
Right.
Or three or four issues.
I do want to dive into a little bit on the costs and how these are determined. I think deductibles are a big part of it. But before we get into that, can you talk a little bit about pre-existing conditions and like, how does that work? Because I don't think that happens in my own human health care coverage. So how does that work in with Trupanion or with other insurance companies on the pet side?
Well, since we want to play the analogy game, let's talk about that. I'm going to go back to the car analogy, right? Yeah. If you purchased a vehicle and you didn't purchase your car insurance, mm-hmm. and you got into a car accident, and then you wanted to call up the insurance company and purchase that insurance, it's not going to cover the damage from that car accident.
I can't do that?
You can't do that.
Oh, okay.
That's pre-existing.
Oh, pre-existing, yes.
So, and pet medical insurance works the same, right? So mm-hmm. in order to make sure that we're covering the things that you don't expect, and that's what we're trying to help you budget for, and that's mm-hmm. the kind of the commitment that we're giving to all pet parents who are enrolling in a policy, is we're covering a group of people for what they don't expect. We can't mm-hmm. cover people for what they expect, because we already know that's the cost that we'll be paying out on.
Which makes sense.
So,
Yeah, for sure.
And I know that there's different ways of that people might look at pre-existing, right? Like, well, I wasn't diagnosed, so it's not pre-existing at this point. Well, if your pet's limping and it's been limping for a week, and then you finally go to the veterinarian, and then and right before you go, you call and get your insurance, and then your veterinarian diagnoses you with hip dysplasia or mm-hmm. an ACL tear or something right. like that, that's still that the injury existed or the illness existed prior to your enrollment. And that's mm-hmm. the true definition of pre-existing, when something exists prior to you enrolling in a mm-hmm. policy.
Yeah, which makes sense. And I have had clients over the years try this, where they get a diagnosis at one vet hospital, and then especially with an ACL tear of the knee, and then they end up trying to sign up for insurance, and then they come try to see me as a new diagnosis. And it's you know, it's fraud, it's cheating the system. And so we certainly don't ever recommend that. And the systems are in place now with medical records and all that, and that's knowledge there. So it makes complete sense.
Yeah, there's knowledge. And it's not from a perspective of, we don't want to pay that claim, and we don't want to see that pet get that treatment. Just like in any scenario, you know, Trupanion is our employees, our team members are all from the vet industry. Like, most of us come from the vet industry. Most of us come from a love of pets. We have pets. We want to pay claims. We want people to get insured and plan and budget and know that when something does happen for their pet, that that's going to be covered. So it's not about finding pre-existing conditions so that things aren't covered. It's about being fair to every single other member that enrolled with nothing going wrong with their pet or nothing happening, and knowing that they're going to be covered for the unexpected, not covering for the expected.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just always like to kind of call that back, because I think that there's a stigma to, oh, we're denying claims because of pre-existing and what that pre-existing is. And there's kind of that thought process. We want to be as transparent upfront as possible. Mm-hmm. And that's something to really, truly know when you go into a policy: what's covered for my pet, what's not covered for your pet. And what we've actually done at Trupanion is we create medical record summaries, and we provide that transparency at the time of enrollment to say, here's what we've seen in your pet's medical history. Here's things that we don't believe will be covered based off of what we saw. And you can look at that when you enroll. Mm-hmm. And so you can make that informed decision of, I know going into this, this is likely not going to be something that Trupanion covers for me, but I'm covered for the rest.
Right. And then ultimately the consumer can make a choice too, right?
Correct.
They can make a choice on that too. And I think that informed is a big thing. And that's a big step of improvement that I've seen in the pet insurance, and specifically with Trupanion, is building that awareness of course. What is going to be, so that there's no surprises. And I think that's what none of us want, is a surprise of, you know, this is a $5,000 cancer treatment, and I thought it was going to be covered, right?
Exactly.
And like having that no surprises. And I would, MJ's being fairly humble about Trupanion, but they are great partners, right? There's oftentimes myself or the veterinarians will call them and say, hey, what do you guys think about this case? Because there's always some cases that are hard to figure out, and we really partner with together to make sure that the pet's getting the care that's needed. And
absolutely.
And that's how we view this relationship together with them. So thinking of costs, so, and that's always, how much is pet insurance, right?
Oh,
and
loaded question.
Yeah. So how is the cost for pet insurance determined?
So insurance to me, and this is the way I describe it, and there's a lot of, you know, probably fine print behind everything as far as the insurance world, but it's a game of ratios. I mean, it's ratio driven, right? So we say our value commitment, the value we want to bring back to our members, is that when we collect premium, that premium is dedicated to facilitating the payment out on those claims, and that a large portion of that dollar that they're spending on their their premium goes out in claims. If we spend more and we start paying more out in claims because more pets are getting care that they need, we're going to have to raise the premium to keep up with that same balance of ratio. So if you just go for an example of one in 10, right? For every full 100, we're gonna give out 90, and then the 10 is gonna be to facilitate the claim. If the 90 ends up being 110, we're gonna have to even the ratio back out again.
Yep.
The other pieces are not just on kind of what we're looking at over time, but is your pet 7 years old when they enroll, or are they enrolling as a puppy? You know, we price for the lifetime of the pet. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at how you can budget for the pet's lifetime. And so when you enroll at a certain age, we're locking that age rate in, and we're saying, hey, you enrolled as a puppy. For each year that we look at it, you're going to be rated as a puppy. And that doesn't change over the lifetime of your pet. Whereas there's a different perspective where it's like, hey, we know that you're probably going to be less expensive as a puppy. There's probably going to be that first year of probably the foreign body ingestions and all the fun things that puppies and kittens like to get into. But then for those 4 and 5 years, you're going to be kind of okay. But then when 7 hits, we're going to increase your rate because you had that 7-year birthday. And this is when we start to see things happening in the lifetime of the pet. We don't want that because that doesn't allow you to budget for what the cost is going to be at 7 years old. We want you to know that this is the cost over the lifetime. And the only thing that kind of deviates is how much care is going out versus how much premium is coming in, essentially.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point. When you're comparing plans, take a look. Because if it's if you're comparing plans on a 3-year-old, that difference of what MJ just described of that rate changing because of their age increasing is really a major differentiator with Trupanion onto that. I have a 2-year-old kitten. I still call him a kitten, named Boo. And how would I find out what Boo's rate is?
Well, it's super easy to get a quote. We prefer to talk to you for sure, so call us. But if you are a social or website inclined, you can definitely go to trupanion.com and run a quote, and you'll get an instant quote right then and there. And what that quote's going to be based off of is, what's the age of your pet? What's the breed of your pet? And where do you live? Right.
Okay.
You know, care in downtown New York is going to be very different than care in rural Kansas. Care access to care is going to be very different in those areas. And so that kind of plays a factor in your price, as well as, again, is this a 7-year-old kitten? Is this a 2-month-old kitten? Those are very different. Right.
Okay.
As well as, is it a French bulldog versus is it a mixed breed, 20-pound dog? And you probably can.
Makes sense. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I've often, as a veterinarian, I'm like, one French bulldog or one bulldog and probably equals about 4 mutts as far as actual costs of care and that. So once again, you go to trupanion.com.
Yep.
There's the numbers are there.
The numbers are definitely there.
You can also do that. And then the other aspect of that, which you'd mentioned earlier, is you can choose your own deductible, right?
You can.
Which then also varies what your premiums or what your rates will be under that too.
The other thing that you want to think of in addition to deductibles is that there's a copay or there's a co-insurance across a lot of companies. So it's not just the deductible. Deductible is very different than how much coverage do you get when you enroll. With Trupanion, you get 90% coverage, right? So you pay your deductible, and then of your eligible expenses, 90% is going to get covered. When you look at different companies, you're going to see things like, oh, I'm going to have a 70% coverage and a $0 deductible.
I'll take the 90% coverage for sure. So once again, this is Peter Brown with Pause and Listen. We're going to jump to break. Thank you.
Your pet is an irreplaceable family member. That's why Cara Veterinary should be your vet of choice. Cara puts pets first, addressing their medical needs and the emotional needs of their human owners. Cara has 10 clinics throughout Western Washington. Click CaraVeterinary.com to find the one that's near you. And see for yourself how Cara is reimagining the veterinary experience. Cara Veterinary, where the pet care experience is designed from the animal perspective. That's C-A-R-A Veterinary.com.
Yeah, I'm so stressed. Our business is growing. We've got people all over now.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 50 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch.
Just $24.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Uma.
Now you're feeling it. Find Small Business Calm at uma.com/radio. That's OOMA.com/radio.
Tom Turner for Plateau Diesel Performance in Enumclaw. The finest group of diesel pickup truck, diagnostic, repair, and diesel performance techs in the area. Plateau Diesel is led by Chuck Arnold, who's simply the best in the business. And the combined crew experience totals more than 120 years. High integrity, superior customer service, and a big heart. That's Plateau Diesel. So if your diesel pickup truck has poor fuel economy or slows down on the hills, call Plateau Diesel at 844-6-DIESEL or click plateaudiesel.com.
Okanagan County is the size of Connecticut with over 40,000 people, but has no publicly funded animal shelter. Team Okanagan Animal Rescue, with your generous support, is working to change this. This is Peter Brown, founder of Cara Veterinary. I am asking for your support to bring welfare services and compassionate care to the animals of Okanagan County. To donate, go to teamokanimalrescue.org. Once again, we need the donations. teamokanimalrescue.org.
News radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
Taking a quick look at travel times up and down I-5 for you. Everett to Seattle in 35 minutes. Seattle to Everett in 25. Seattle to Tacoma taking 30. Tacoma to Seattle in just over 40. Tacoma to Olympia also taking around 40 minutes right now. Olympia to Tacoma on northbound I-5 taking around 45. Our next Northwest traffic at 3:04. I'm Sam Rongvi.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now, back to Pause and Listen. And your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Wow, where did this hour go? MJ and I in the break were just commenting of like, we could probably go for 3 hours talking about pets and insurance and all the great, amazing success stories that I've had in my career and MJ's seen through her role helping lead Trupanion. So once again, big thank you, MJ, for being on today.
I'm very happy to
thanks
be.
For your support personally for my own pets, but also for all the, you know, thousands of dogs that we at Cara help take care of every day. And thanks for being a partner through this from the very beginning when Daryl first moved down into, you know, Trupanion is Seattle based. So it's another, you know, we are all about local and all about being this together and knowing the leadership team that's there gives me a lot of confidence that they are passionate pet people. They're there to do good and ultimately put pets first, which is one of Cara's primary pillars, is always put pets first.
100%.
And there's a major alignment through that between our two companies. So thank you for that. So we've covered a lot of different things today from, you know, go to Trupanion.com, take a look and see what your premium will be. We've talked about deductibles, how to look at different co-pays, what percentage of pays, lifetime maximums, condition deductibles, direct pay, right, which we talked about earlier versus a reimbursement model, and a lot of information we've covered. Do reach out to, you know, either any of our Cara veterinary hospitals. We have knowledge about what Trupanion and what pet insurance is like. You know, talk to your veterinarian about this. Yes. Go to the Trupanion website. There's a lot of information there. Talk to somebody. It's not, we want to educate and do what's right for you. And ultimately, the purpose here is to take care of your pet. In a time of need, when you don't want to have to worry about, can I afford this? And it's a really critical aspect of being a pet parent is medicine can add up.
It can.
Bad things can happen, and we want to be prepared for that. And so highly encourage you to take a look. Lots of the world has a high percentage of pets that are covered by pet insurance.
Yes.
In the U.S., it's still a relatively new market, though it's been around for quite a while. And just talk to your veterinarian. Take a look at Trupanion. Reach out to somebody like MJ to find out more information on this. So really excited to have you on. And once again, this time went really quickly today. Do welcome everybody back every Saturday from 2 to 3. This is Peter Brown, Pause and Listen, Northwest News Radio.
The preceding pre-recorded program was paid for by Cara Veterinary and does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of Northwest News Radio management or staff. Listen every Saturday afternoon at 2 and visit caraveterinary.com.
Okanagan County is the size of Connecticut with over 40,000 people, but has no publicly funded animal shelter. Team Okanagan Animal Rescue, with your generous support, is working to change this. This is Peter Brown, founder of Cara Veterinary. I am asking for your support to bring welfare services and compassionate care to the animals of Okanagan County. To donate, go to teamokanimalrescue.org. Once again, we need the donations. teamokanimalrescue.org.
The Master Wholesale Sale is happening now. The largest selection of in-floor heating in stock from Master Heat, SunTouch, Schluter, and New Heat. And now stocking heated towel bar warmers. More than 90 colors of grout and caulk in stock. Almost all ceramic tile and LVP are on sale. Plus, a huge inventory of Schluter and Weedy shower systems. Shop the largest selection of tile and stone installation products in the Northwest. Come into the store or shop online at masterwholesale.com. 520 South Front Street in Seattle. Open 7 days a week.
Experience plant shopping on a whole different level at Flower World. Fall is for planting bulbs, perennials, ground covers, and roses, and Flower World has more than 100 varieties of grasses. Get some color in your yard with pansies and mums. Plant fruit trees and berries now for fruit next summer. And Flower World has priced 1 gallon azaleas at below wholesale, 6 for $29.99. Located just north of Woodinville, Flower World. A world of flowers and plants and a whole lot more. FlowerWorldUSA.com.
KNWN Seattle, KNWN FM Oakville, and KPLZ HD2 Seattle, your information station.